Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to Bill Clinton. That was a bit, the last bit of Bill Clinton on News Talk Radio this morning.
Dad.
Yes, Grace. Right, well, put on your music, Grace, I will. Your favourite music is by Joni Mitchell. I've got sun in my eyes, I can hardly see. There's no traffic on the road this morning. It's Friday, it's a school run. And hang on, I'll get your music. You want this track, isn't it? I'm going to play it. We're at Dunkettle Roundabout. Yeah, I just caught the end of Bill Clinton. The beginning of him was pretty inspiring, I have to say, must admit. It's just the voice. Of course, there's substance to it too. You're listening to Joni Mitchell. You're listening to my daughter's favorite song at the moment. Coming to you from the Dunkettle Roundabout, where I'm second in the queue, ready to move. This is coming to you from my iPad. I've lost the charger for my iPhone. Still on the Dunkettle Roundabout. In front of me I can see the entrance to the tunnel. It's dry. It was very wet. Want to say anything?
Turn off the music.
Turn off the music?
No, turn up.
But that song is finished? What? How about this one?
No.
Do you want?
I want the song before this one.
You want the previous one, okay?
Start it again.
Okay. Do you have it again? We're in the tunnel, and you got Joni Mitchell from the beginning. So that's one of my favorite singers of all time. Free traffic on the other side of the tunnel. There's absolutely no queue of any sort. Probably means the queue is gonna begin beyond Mahon Point. Cork has got sun coming in from the sea, so it seems. Looks like it's gonna clear up and be a superb day. And this is the school run radio program. Actually, there's a tractor passing on the other side of the road. Ireland must be one of the few European countries where you will get tractors in the morning rush hour. Exotic, eh? bowing now to Man Point, bowing to a big building where they print newspapers, bowing to Argos Distribution Center, a sign left to Ring of Skiddy. That's where the ferry goes from, the Fastnet Line ferry that runs between Cork and Swansea. Maybe you don't know this, but the city of Cork is twinned with the city of Swansea. And the town of Kinsale is twinned with the Mumbles. How's that for a connection? Cork and Kinsale, twinned with Swansea and Mumbles. That's it, I'm going to stop. At this rate, we're going to be early on the school run. Haven't seen it. Oh, I know, it's Friday. Friday, the traffic isn't so bad. Maybe people have gone away for the weekend. Okay, this is the school run. Saying good morning to you all, wherever you are. From the iPad in Cork, it's Paul O'Mahony saying bye-bye. Oh, this is an afterthought. An afterthought, a PS. The Mumbles. I suddenly thought, I bet you a lot of people don't even know where the Mumbles is. It's where Dylan Thomas used to hang out, where he wrote some of his great poetry. The Mumbles is in South Wales. It's the Gower Peninsula, and it's really has the same kind of geographic relationship with Swansea as Cork has with Kinsale. In other words, it's just a few miles away and it's well worth going to. Okay, see you later. Bye-bye.